All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're watching Oilers Nation Every Day with Tyler Yaremchuk, your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
Gunning for 17. Let's hope the Oilers are more prepared for the game than we were for this show. Let's get into it with the lead. 17 in a row on the line tonight, gentlemen, as the Oilers are back from their break. Welcome into Oilers Nation Every Day, live from the Sports Closet studio and live over on the Oilers Nation YouTube, where the Charm Diamonds YouTube chat is alive and well. Joel pulling out his inner bagged milk, saying the Oilers will win tonight 4-2 with a Connor Brown empty netter. He's breaking one of the rules we have on the show, though. No more predicting Connor Brown goals. We have banned that from the chat.
Everyone, tonight's the night.
No, everyone's now at this point had 5 or 6 games where they go, I bet you Connor Brown scores tonight. And there's no more.
He would score the GWG. This is to tie the record or break it?
Tie.
Okay, sorry, he'll score the record-breaking goal.
Sports Closet Studio, sportscloset.ca to check out how you can upgrade your fanware this season. The Oilers are back after, 10 days off without a meaningful hockey game? Who do you think had the best break out of the crew? Warren Fogle getting engaged?
Did he?
50-50 on how you view that, but yeah. No, just kidding. He's obviously very excited.
Shout out Charm Diamonds.
Obviously, he had a very good one. I bet you some of the young guys guarantee they went to Cabo or something and just like golfed and drank and just kind of lived a little bit. So I bet you they had some good time off.
Saw Gagne and McLeod were hanging out together. I saw Nuge and CeCe.
Yeah, that was a big one.
A couple of girl dads.
Dylan Holloway spending time in Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, Mexico.
That's a bar in Cabo.
Is there a Bakersfield in Mexico? That'd be great Caps are convention.
I mean, I'm sure there is. There's probably some weird
league investigator
shop or something.
Bakersfield tacos.
Okay.
Where?
Top 10 best Mexican restaurants in Bakersfield. Let's take a look quick.
Well, but that's in Bakersfield. We need Bakersfield in Mexico.
He brought the Bakersfield to Mexico, not the Mexico to Bakersfield.
If you're down in Bakersfield, try New Resto Mexican Restaurant. Mexico restaurant. 4 out of 5 stars. 231 reviews.
How many dollar signs next to it? How big of an investment are we talking?
2 to 3.
2 to 3.
Okay.
Not bad.
Manageable.
That's USD though.
So it's more like 5 to 6 in Canadian dollars.
It's 3 to 4 for Canadians. That's
a few options, though.
That's out of our price range. Eric is in. Fogel bought a big-ass ring. Yes, he did buy a big-ass ring. But now, second half of the season for the Edmonton Oilers, the focus is on an entirely different ring. And I guess for right now, not entirely focused on a ring, more on keeping this winning streak alive as they are in Vegas. And reportedly, the vibes in Vegas are unbelievable.
Oh, man, I'm having hindsight guilt. Like, if you looked at the schedule, when we plan out nation vacations, there's no way we'd ever do one on a Tuesday in Vegas. It's got to be a weekend.
We could have launched this 2 weeks ago and sold it out.
But holy man, it's amazing. You're hearing reports there's more people in Oilers jerseys than there are in Chiefs jerseys being visible on the street. Like, hell yeah. Connor on the mic at the All-Star game saying Oilers fans travel well. Hell yeah, we do. I just want to be there so bad.
Yeah. It looks from some of the videos and pictures I've already seen of Oilers fans either in the airport in Edmonton. Apparently EIA was just crazy today for that flight out to Vegas, or people already in Vegas. It is going to be, I honestly think it might be 50-50 Oilers Golden Knights fans in that building tonight.
51-49, as they like to call it.
Yeah, there you go. There's Gabriel Morenci, who's like a Dodgers reporter or something from the States, saying that he's seen more Oilers jerseys than, as you said, Jay, Chiefs and Niners jerseys.
That's the mission. The Oilers need to be the Man U of hockey.
Hmm.
That's what we need to be in terms of brand.
Explain that.
Yeah. In terms of global brand.
Yes.
Or should I say Man City? Because I am an early Holland fan. No.
Manchester United, they are the bigger brand. They're the biggest brand in the world. And everywhere you go, whenever I tell someone I'm from England and tell them I'm from the Northwest, they always ask me if I'm a Manchester United fan. Always.
And you're not.
I'm a Bolton Wanderers fan.
Wanderers, stand up.
Big game today against Cambridge United.
What time?
1 p.m.
Are they favorited?
So, yeah, we're the best.
All right.
We're actually second best.
That is my North Star, is trying to make Edmonton and the hockey team here a global brand. That is my North Star.
I've kind of done that.
Maynard is in. Any updates on the Janmark to Guantanamo Bay rumors? I've been told to take it easy on Janmark because he's good defensively. So my resolution coming out of the break is to stop being mean to Matthias Janmark.
Yeah, easy.
Ease up. We won 17 in a row. There's no reason to complain, or 16 in a row.
Right. We need a goalie that needs to go to Cuba.
Maybe. But we do, let's get into game tonight a little bit. It's a Sherwood Ford Giant Game Day edition of the show. Feels good to finally be saying those words again.
It's been a minute.
It's brought to you by Sherwood Ford and their mobile service center. It will come to you. You're at work. You don't have time to take your car into the dealership and then wait and pick it. Don't worry about that. The nice thing about Sherwood Ford is they take care of it all with their mobile service department. Tonight,
February 26th, Broncos being picked up.
That's good. Oh, you're doing the
already locked in.
Yeah, that's smart. That is smart. I like that. The Oilers taking on the Vegas Golden Knights for the second time this season, I believe. What happened in the first game?
They won.
There you go.
There, W.
W.
West Side Connect.
You can see the head-to-head numbers here. The Oilers scored more than the Golden Knights, giving up a little bit more than Vegas, but I'll have more on that with my game notes coming in just a little bit. But just the fact that these two records are so close to each other. I mean, the Oilers are still 5 points back of Vegas, but all of those 5 points are in the form of loser points, which is
fake news. We're 29-16 and they are 29-21.
Yeah.
Losers.
The one thing Vegas has been consistently, though, this year is a very good home team. 18-5-2 at T-Mobile at the Fortress. It is very hard to win games in Vegas. Vegas is under 500 on the road. Edmonton, though, decent road bet so far this season at 13-9. But here is what I would say the biggest storyline heading into this one, and it is health. The Edmonton Oilers are healthy. I just dropped my pen. The Edmonton Oilers.
TMI.
I know. Well, people would have saw it, so I think I should explain it. The Oilers are healthy coming into this game. Evander Kane, we expect to
jet
play.
Light.
Yeah, we're speculating.
Jet light.
The Vegas Golden Knights, though, are very banged up coming into this hockey game.
No Jackie Boy.
No Jack Eichel. No Shea Theodore. No William Carrier. William Karlsson is expected to return, but still, they're missing their best defenseman and their best forward for this hockey game. That's significant. The Oilers have a health advantage. The Oilers should be rested, and I know Vegas is as well.
Is Aiden Hill hurt? Or wasn't he hurt?
He's back.
I believe he's playing.
Back, yeah.
Their best defenseman?
Shea Theodore is their best defenseman.
You wouldn't say Petro, eh?
No, Shea Theodore is their best defenseman.
Wow.
Okay.
Agree to disagree, Liam?
I think Petrangelo is their best defenseman. I mean, I Hey, it's not too far off, but
sorry. No, no, not a high five. sorry to hear about the King.
It's okay. I found out moments before yesterday's show. Crazy, actually. We never talked about it, which is probably a good thing. I would be in tears.
I was out of respect for you. I didn't bring it up yesterday. Well, I think we got to talk about these things. So I wanted to.
We brought it up before the show about it a little.
I know. Crazy news, though. Someone texted me and apologized. I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Then I found out. Ah. Wild.
Back to the hockey game.
Well, why is Shea Theodore better than Pietrangelo?
Moves better. I think against the Oilers, he plays a more important role because of his mobility.
Interesting. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you.
Can Pietrangelo is a head case? I don't know. I just think Shea Theodore is really damn good. We're arguing over kind of nothing. But the point is, the Golden Knights are banged up and the door's wide open for the Oilers to keep their heater going tonight. Even though it's hard to win in Vegas and all of that stuff. Edmonton's had a break. There's no reason to come not out of the gates. Just absolutely firing. And Vegas is missing star power. And Vegas hasn't been that good as of late.
Well, the record would suggest they're frauds.
Paper Tigers.
Very, God, very tiger on paper.
The Oilers over the course of this winning streak, 16-0, 61 goals for, 24 goals against. That is absolutely insane. I love that we've been able to just, we started this graphic, I think, when they were on a 7-game winning streak, and we've just been adding
games. Somebody said before they associate this winning streak with that photo of Draisaitl.
That PK is insane. What is it when you add the PK and the penalty and the
PP? Your net special teams or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's 100 and...
Oh, you do
20.4?
100, yeah, 124, something like that. 122. We shouldn't have done that. That was
123.2. 120.4, I believe. We're not doing this. We're not.
Well, you're right.
I said this. I said it.
Well, that was just a terrible bit of podcasting right there. So we're just going to move along, get into what everyone's saying over on the Charm Diamonds YouTube chat. Kyle asks, is Kane playing again? Unsure. We'll say 50-50 for now, just because we haven't heard anything there.
You know what's crazy, though? If Kane doesn't play, the Oilers have the depth to cover it up.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
They really do. Especially, I mean, tonight, the All-Star break kind of made me forget about this because he only played one game. But like,
yeah, Corey Perry's an Oiler.
Yeah. And he was actually, relatively speaking, impactful in that first game against the Nashville Predators. He was buzzing around. He was noticeable. Is maybe very a better noticeable. Way to put that.
Yeah, still got some jam.
So it's easy to forget that, yeah, Corey Perry is an Oiler and will be in the lineup tonight. Is good.
So the lines yesterday, this one isn't updated, but it had McLeod on the left, where Kane is.
I might
and
have
Holloway was in the middle, and then I think Janmark was playing in the third line.
Yeah. Hey, that was actually it's a good spot to dig into that.
Revenge game.
You're reading my mind as to where I want to go with the show, Liam. Our Sherwood Ford giant question for the day. Do you like the Oilers going back to, we'll say, these line combos and going away from the nuclear option in the two games leading into the All-Star break? We saw that Chris Knobloch kind of recognized, hey, our guys are running on fumes right now. We're two games away from the break. What did he do? Put Connor and Leon together, and the results were absolutely dynamite. McDavid had 7 points in his last two games before the break, and the Oilers got two wins. The momentum kind of started at the tail end of that third last game when they needed the third period comeback, but now, back on the ice, getting ready for a game after a 10-day break, they're going back to what carried them through the bulk of this winning streak. McDavid with Nuge and Hyman, Draisaitl with Kane and Fogle, McLeod with Holloway and Perry. This is an old one, too.
No, this was it. This is today's. Kane on the ice.
This is today's. Oh, Kane's he's back bad. On the ice. Yeah, okay. So what do you make of this? Do you like them going away from the nuclear option, Liam?
Yes, but I liked that they went to the nuclear option too, because I thought their offense was kind of dying down quite a bit those last few games.
Under. We were just the under, hit the under, smash it.
And it just wasn't working, wasn't it? Like the rhythm wasn't there with the team. But then those two games also proved that they kind of need to spread it out too, because it was just that line that scored any points. So I like that they went back. It's a bit of a reset through this period. So this lineup's very good. And I think this is what they will go with in the playoffs ultimately.
That third line is an interesting concept for tonight. I'm excited to see a lot of speed, a high IQ veteran guy that might give these guys a little bit more space, but also knows how to distribute the puck and knows where to be. Like that Corey Perry goal might be a wise bet if you can find it.
Not to separate too far away from this conversation, but you look at that lineup And it's obvious. I think the fourth line could use an upgrade on
We need depth
anywhere on that, sure. Right? Like, but the second line is really the X factor of how are Kane and Fogel going to perform in the second half of the season here, leading up to the deadline. Like,
it's the biggest hole we have, because if you can push one of those two down, like then your fourth line starts kind of building, right? Like it makes it a little bit better. Like that second line is an issue that we need to address.
But that's what I mean. Like if they just start scoring and playing more consistently, then you don't have to address it. And then you can just address the bottom.
But dude, on paper, that needs to be addressed. Just hoping that they get on a heater. Like that's not sustainable.
No, but that's what I mean. Like they have until the deadline to prove themselves. So they have a month now to prove that they can be on that
line. I think it's still, it's not what you think it's going to be. Oh, you want to push one on the third line and hopefully they get hot on the third line.
I'm with Jay. I don't want to go into the playoffs with this as my top six.
We're in the upside down at the moment.
Because I think you need more than that. Like Warren Fogel, he's shown us he's inconsistent. Evander Kane has shown us he's inconsistent. And I think if you want to sit there and say, yeah, one of them will be in the top six for us because one of them will be playing well at any given point. Sure. I don't want to go into a playoff series and say, well, I hope we have both of them rolling. I want a sure thing next to Draisaitl. And if you want to leave one hope spot on that line, leave one hope spot on that line.
But imagine Kane and Perry on the same line, just in terms of like, I don't know if it'd be good, but it'd be entertaining.
And then also
throw Dylan Holloway on there.
A little speed. Yeah. It'd be entertaining.
Okay. Well, here's the other question. Who would you replace, Kane or Fogel? Cause you can't replace both, right? It's only one.
Yeah. But the thing is both those guys can flip back and forth. If you go get a right winger, you can have either Fogel or Kane on the left side of that line.
I think it's quite telling that Fogel's basically been on Draisaitl's line for the past 20 games. Right?
They seem to work
telling well together. In what way? That could be a bad signal or a good signal, whichever way you want to spin it. I think it's
a signal of Fogel's played well enough to be there.
Well, compared to the other options.
But he's been the best option there.
Which is probably an issue. You think Fogel's a bona fide second line NHLer?
I think right now, yes.
That is such a bad way to look at it. The guy has been hot and you just say now, like we should just sign him to a contract that's relevant.
There was a point.
This sample size of hotness.
He has not been consistent. There was
I'm not saying he's been. I think Fogel has had a very good season. And I think, how many goals does he have now?
10 goals in 45 games. Good pace.
I think that's pretty good.
But he also
second line guy.
But you can't afford anybody.
Oh, my God. Well, but now this is where we got to get creative at the deadline.
There was a stretch where he went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 games without a goal. And then in that stretch, that was from October 26th to the end of November. And then if you continue that until the end of the start of the Christmas break, it was like 23 games and he only had two goals in that stretch.
I think he's just been good recently. That's all I'm saying.
But that's okay. But you can't, it proves that he's streaky, which is fine. And just slot him into the right spot.
And Kane is streaky.
I like Fogel. You're making me seem like I hate Warren Fogel.
No, you guys are making.
I know what you're doing.
Fogel.
I like this one from Brink. I like this one from Brink Cassian home. Fogel on your third line is a luxury. Fogel on your second line is a possible weakness. And I think that's bang on.
Okay.
And I just don't want to go with him and Kane both in that top six. If you can go out and get a legit top six right winger, I just feel so much more confident. If you want to flash up the lines again, like you talk about pushing everybody down. I don't love Derek Ryan as my everyday fourth line center. I don't think he's an NHL centerman anymore. I don't think he has the boots to do that. But if you can go and just for the sake of this argument, say you go get a right winger and you move Fogel down and he takes Holloway's spot on the left side of the third line. McLeod, Fogel, Perry, does that not sound great?
Sounds awesome.
Fourth line, Holloway centering Derek Ryan and Connor Brown. That feels more complete to me. That feels like a line you can trust a bit more.
Yeah, it does. I agree. I just don't know.
But do you?
No, I agree. Like, there's no arguing that would be good. Of course, if the Oilers can get better players, then yes, it makes everything better.
Well, the current lineup, Fogel, yes, second line right now. Agreed. Because he's hot, plays well with Leon. But, you know, our options right now are limited.
Yeah.
No one's pushing for that spot right now.
But he's also not been pushed out of it because of how well he's played with Draisaitl. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, yeah, got 10 goals.
Like if Fogel was playing bad, Corey Perry would be there tonight.
I think over this winning streak, doesn't Fogel have like 15 points, something like that?
Leads the Oilers up until the last two games, he was leading the Oilers in.
If I get this stretch of Warren Fogel, I can deal with it. But we've seen what Warren Fogel is for the moment.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
You think the bottom's going to fall out eventually?
Has he taken a step in his game, and this is now the new level of Warren Fogel? There's no history to support that. That is true. Like he's got to go. Like he's got to sustain this at like 40 games, 30 games.
All I said was Kane and Fogle now have till the trade deadline to prove that they can play in the top six. That's all I said.
But yeah. I said we need to address the second line. You're saying Fogle is a good option.
I think he is a good option. I think since he got promoted to that second line, he's been a good option. Like you said, he was bad at the start of the season.
Yeah.
That's when he was on the cardio line with Holloway and McLeod. And nobody would score.
Yeah.
But since he got moved up, what was it? The Rangers game, Devils game, I think something around there.
Mm-hmm.
He's played very well and he's made his team better. We literally just said in this argument, Warren Fogle was leading the team in 5-on-5 points until 2 games ago.
And again, like you're saying from here till the deadline, my only counter argument to that would be even if Kane and Fogle play well in this next month and 2 days,
mm-hmm.
I still want an upgrade on one of them. Because if it's a month of good play, I don't trust them to have 2 months of good play.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I come on.
I just made a poll saying pick a side, Jay or Tyler or Liam. So let's see.
Me and Tyler on the same side.
No, yeah.
Which is very rare.
Oh, I know. Exactly.
It felt weird writing it down.
Like, anyways. I said we're in the upside down. Normally, Liam and I are on the same side.
Yeah. We do have a handful of things to get to today on the show. But you know what? It's 12:20. Let's do game notes for tonight. It is brought to you by Seagram's Whiskey. We had some Seagram's in Toronto. I'm upset I didn't bring any back, if I'm being totally honest.
I was only doing carry-on. It is. That stuff is smooth.
Very good.
I'm also upset you didn't bring any home.
Yeah.
And we had lots of it.
But we sat there after we were done all of our shows last Friday, and we just all had a glass of Seagram's on the rocks, and it was very, very good.
It was quite delicious. I'm not really a whiskey person.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't think you're a big whiskey guy, but even you enjoyed it.
I had a nice time in where did we go?
Toronto. awesome. Artfully blended, impeccably crafted, make it your very own with Seagram's VO Select Canadian Whiskey. Since December 1st, the Oilers have a league best 870 points percentage. 2 months and 5 days, an 870 points percentage. Second best in the league in that stretch is the Vancouver Canucks at 800. 870 first. 800 in second.
But it's still amazing because like Vancouver's been all sustaining, like they haven't sustained 800, but like they've been on a heater of a season.
Vegas is 13th in the NHL in that span at a 577. Something that is impressive, Jay, as you talked about it, the Oilers' ability to play for the under over this stretch. Since December 1st, the Oilers are one of only two teams to be under 2 goals against per game. Only Winnipeg is better. The Oilers are allowing the third least shots against per game in that span. So it's a two-pronged thing. The Oilers are giving up less goals. They're getting better goaltending. But I really do think the root of it, they're playing better team defense as well. They're giving up less looks. I know against Toronto and Seattle, there were some odd mans. They kind of fell apart for a little bit.
The PK is a huge contributor to this.
And that's a good point.
Insane rate.
Yeah. The PK has been unbelievable. So a lot of contributing factors to the Oilers being the second best defensive team in the NHL since the month of December began. The Oilers are on a 16-game winning streak. They are also on a 10-game road winning streak, which is impressive and also already a franchise record. The previous high was 9.
What's the league record? It's got to be
I think it was this year. I think LA won their first 11 to start the season.
On the road?
Yeah.
How have they been doing recently?
Terrible.
Nice. How's their coach?
Unemployed.
They don't have one.
Yeah. You see they hired DJ Smith? They do have
one. As an assistant?
Yeah. As an assistant to the assistant they promoted.
Yeah, that's good. He's had a lot of success in this league to guide the new guy. Jonas Hiller? What's his name?
Jonas Hiller, former Flames goalie and Ducks goalie.
And Ducks goalie.
Before his bout with Vertigo ended his career. Don't know why I remember that so much. But it is his last name is Hiller. John Hiller.
Jonas John.
Jan Hiller.
Hiller.
Yeah.
Speaking of our game notes for our friends over at Seagram's VO Whiskey, Aaron, you had one from today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Game note that I got right here is that Skinner will be going for his 13th consecutive win, which would tie him for 5th longest in NHL history. Who has more? And this one name just stood out to me. Tiny Thompson from 1930 won 14 games in a row, but I looked him up. He's 5'10". So
it's a pretty good height.
Yeah, that's
it's average. It's respectable. It's not in the Maybe it's defined as something else. I don't know. Not in the Yaremchuk Luke Gazdick range of things, but it's still respectable.
Did you say Hiller?
Giant. Jonas Hiller.
He also has won 14 consecutive games.
So I brought him up.
Tom Barrasso.
Did you actually know that?
Tiny Thompson.
Yeah, I always read the game notes.
Jonas Hiller, Sergei Bobrovsky.
Boom. All right.
Tiny Thompson.
Tiny Thompson. This is just like that time last year. McDavid had a chance to go and tie Punch Broadbent's record for consecutive two-goal games. He did not accomplish that.
Good old Punch.
So hopefully,
punch him in, if you know what I'm saying.
Stuart Skinner can elevate himself or get closer to elevating himself to the level of Tiny Thompson back from the 1930s.
Pretty playful. Montreal.
You have a 1-6
guess. I got his Wikipedia page open right here.
I'm going to go Leafs.
Boston Bruins. Detroit Red Wings. Both.
That was my second guess.
Hey, you know what? If you ever need that for a Puckdoku answer, I bet you no one's guessing Tiny Thompson very often.
Huh? Four-time Vezina winner.
What?
What? Yeah, because
I know.
How many teams are in the league?
But six? Still.
So you just had to be the best of the six goalies?
Like, the fact that we've never heard of them. Like, you think
you've never heard of Tiny Thompson?
No.
No.
Sounds you have?
Yes.
Character from like Horrid Henry or something like that.
Tiny Thompson is like an iconic NHL name.
I typed in Tiny
Tiny Tony.
Tony the Tiger.
Tiny Thompson.
Tiny Thompson. Cecil Ralph Tiny Thompson. We're getting off track.
How do you spell Thompson?
You know what? Find out why he's called Tiny.
He's 5'10".
I know. Well, and back in those days, that was tall.
So why else would they have called him Tiny? Anyways, Tiny Thompson is a Hall of Famer from Wise Cal. There you go. Four Vezinas. That is hilarious. Four Vezinas in the original six eras. Like, congrats. You were one of the six best goalies.
That was crazy. He only won one
Stanley Cup. Wait, no. They wouldn't be Vezinas. He couldn't win Vezinas. George Vezina wouldn't even be alive.
That's Vezina. He's a four-time Vezina winner.
No, George Vezina would have been alive. That's a lie.
Oh. You only won the Stanley Cup once.
Fraud.
Yeah, no kidding. 81 shutouts during his career. Not in one season.
Shutouts in that era is tough.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, he helped popularize the technique of the glove save.
The first of the great floppers.
What were they doing before then?
I had this glove on. I just started to save pucks with it.
Just sitting there one day.
You get four Vezinas.
Yeah.
Well, here's a little bit more on Tiny T. A competent puck handler, he was the first goaltender in NHL history to record an assist in 1936 by passing the puck with his stick to a fellow player.
M. Burns says, Google it. The name Tiny Thompson was a joke because he was the tallest guy on the team.
His name was ugly.
It's ironic.
His name was Cecil Ralph. Yep.
Thompson. C.R. Thompson.
C.R.T.
CRT. Okay. That one of the better editions of Game Notes I think we've ever done.
Yeah.
We got a bit of a
we all learned something.
I remember every single game day up at OilersNation.com. You can read our guy Jason Greger goes through an extensive game notes on the website and you can find it. Give us a little scroll, Aaron.
Here you go.
Look at this. Look at that innovation on our broadcast.
Wow.
And we're really going to make Aaron work because
he mentioned Tiny Thompson in here.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's how you knew. That's his.
Wait a minute. Are we live on the site right now?
Yep.
So we just,
I'm scrolling.
Yeah. It's like a third dimension there. We are in the upside down.
Inception.
We are in the
world. So that's live right there right now.
Yeah. Those are the ads Aaron's getting.
On my screen in front of me.
No. But the video being played is us right now.
No. That's O&L.
What?
What? Yeah. That's you. That's you.
I can't see.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie Spaceballs?
Yes.
Just space.
And you know when he puts in the recording and he's watching, he puts in the video, like, what cassette?
Cassette, yeah.
Jesus. Into the VCR, I know, into the VCR and to watch Spaceballs and it's watching that moment in the movie of him watching the movie and it's all live. Think about that.
I've never seen Spaceballs.
No. Direct to tape.
That is a parody of Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
I think Star Wars is a parody of Spaceballs, if you really must know the truth. You've never seen Spaceballs?
No, I haven't.
Highly recommended. The jokes will be a little, they might not hit as well as they would have done in the early 90s or whatever.
No, Rick Moranis.
Moranis. John Candy. Canadian royalty in that movie.
Tim Roth. Not Canadian, but he's in it.
Yep.
There you go.
This is a very off track short for giant game.
But you should, everyone should watch Spaceballs.
Fact.
All right, okay. We're about halfway through the show. Those are your game notes for Seagram's VO Select Whiskey. We'll be back with a little bit more, but first, a message from our friends at Seagram's.
My family's very own whiskey, barrel aged and set apart. marked with VO, artfully blended, impeccably crafted as a wedding gift to my son, for the bride and groom. And now, over a century later, from our very own family to yours, a legacy rooted in whiskey. Seagram's VO, growing deeper, reaching out, raising a glass to your legacy. Seagram's VO, make it your very own.
That stuff is so good.
So good. All right, let's continue along.
Sorry, just more on the game notes and Spaceballs.
The commercial was supposed to snap us back into shape.
I know, and I had a really good anecdote about Spaceballs, and now I forgot it.
Yet. Tough break for you.
There will be other game days.
Oh, damn it. You know, I got thinking about drinking Seagram's and totally forgot about my thought.
Fair enough.
Good stuff.
Anyway. Tonight, the Oilers going for win number 17 in a row. We are going to be out at Greta for a little watch party. Myself and Aaron are going to be doing pre-gaming with Boardsy live from Greta. So that'll be a lot of fun. Post-game is going to go live from the bar as well. So it's going to be a late night of content for the boys. But you can get in. No ticket required tonight for this one.
It is just hanging.
You're just hanging out. Prize giveaways.
For no real reason outside of just to watch a normal game.
Yeah, Jay's worried about us throwing off the vibes.
What?
Don't no, even what say vibes? That.
Yeah, okay,
Super sorry. Bowl weekend. We're just trying to get primed.
I've thought about my Spaceball game note. Everyone's aware of Tesla, the car.
Familiar with the
one. And you know, when you get like the Model X or whatever, they got the ludicrous model. So they not a ludicrous model, like that. It's like a mode. So it goes faster. You've heard of the ludicrous mode in a Tesla?
Mm-hmm. No.
That comes from Spaceball. Ludicrous speed. Remember ludicrous speed? And yeah. See, comes from Spaceballs.
All right, so again, we'll be at Greta tonight for the game. There'll be drink specials, yep. Giveaways, food specials, all that good stuff. One of the best spots in town to watch a game. So come join us tonight. Puck drop is at 8:00. And again, pregame live from the bar at 7, Greta Bar Yeg. Continuing along with the show, let's get into with a little bit more of what you're all saying over in the Charm Diamond Center's YouTube
chat. Any baseball love?
Quite a few, actually.
A lot of baseball loves. D Card said, oh, don't worry, Jay. Those jokes will hit. Yeah. Brendan made the joke earlier of go to ludicrous speed. That's what the Oilers are kind of looking to do tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's what Connor McDavid has.
Hell yeah. I don't hate that. Dackey said, Tyler's age is showing. Fair. So I'm loving the YouTube chat for Travis Konecny as a potential trade target. Oh, Frank Saravalli talking about that earlier today on Daily Faceoff. Like
there's smoke there?
You going to let me? I'll explain.
I'm excited. So yeah, I'm saying, is there smoke there? That just tees you up to get into your rant.
Yeah. So Frank, today there was an article up at dailyfaceoff.com ranking the 5 biggest sellers that were projecting ahead of the deadline. Philly was number 1 on that list. And Travis Konecny is one of those assets. And I asked Frank, I said, listen, you look at that record of the Philadelphia Flyers, and then you look at the label we had of number 1 seller. And it's like, that doesn't really make sense. But Frank said, it's trending in that direction. And in a guy like Konecny specifically, he said, you know, if you get the sense, and I'm paraphrasing here from Frank, that maybe you're not going to keep him long term, well, his value is never going to be higher than it is right now in this moment. One more year at $5.5 million. And hey, if you're the Philadelphia Flyers and you're willing to keep 50% of cap hit.
Do they have any available keeping room?
They do.
Liam, question.
Because they're going to get relief from Carter Hart.
Oh, yes.
So that won't go on the... That just kind of non-roster player or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be non-rostered.
Liam, question for you, though.
Go ahead.
Who's a better ice hockey player?
Travis Konecny.
Yes.
I never argued that.
Yes.
Or who?
Fogle.
Oh.
Yes, Konecny. I'm not saying there's not better options. I said they have...
So if you could have both of them on your roster... And Fogle then is on your third line. Is that not a good thing?
That would be awesome.
Okay.
So Travis Konecny, 26-year-old right winger, a guy who scored at like a 40-goal pace in some of his seasons. He feisty. Is legit. He's feisty.
Gamer.
He's everything.
Cool ass name. Konecny. It sounds cool.
He's one of those guys, and the Athletic did their player poll. And once again, like the most underrated player in the league was Alexander Barkov. Alexander Barkov.
That's got to be dead. He's so underrated. He's overrated.
Exactly.
An underrated player in the league that probably wasn't on this poll. Clayton Keller.
Yeah, I think he's one. But I think Konecny is one too.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people view him as just like a complimentary support piece when in reality, like he is a game-breaking driver.
Gamer.
What was that stat? When the Oilers played Philly here, I think Konecny was like first or second in the league and most road goals on the year, and he had like 15 or 16 or something like that. Like
Shows up every night. I love him.
Yeah, I would put him. So now I have to rejig my player poll for who the Oilers should get. Sidney Crosby, number one.
Makes sense.
Tyler Toffoli gets pushed down to the number three slot, connecting slots into number two.
Gensel at four.
Where's Gensel?
I'd put Gensel at four. I don't want Gensel. I know it's weird. Okay, so Crosby.
A couple of things here from the Charm Diamonds YouTube chat. We had David who said, get the Flyers to eat Campbell's contract while we're at it. You made a good point about that yesterday.
They ate Cal Peterson's contract.
Yeah. And I think that right there.
Didn't they retain D'Angelo's?
No, they retained Kevin Hayes. They bought out Tony D'Angelo.
Oh, so then their two retention spots are taken. So you need a third team.
No, they've only retained on Hayes.
You said they retained on Cal Peterson.
No, they currently have Cal Peterson.
They held Cal. They took his full contract and LA retained on.
Oh, gotcha. That's what you mean by
held. So I just think, and Liam makes a good point, there is no way Philly is going to sit there and go, yeah, we'll take another dead money goalie to make this deal work. I think it's more like,
come on, he's heating up in the A.
They also have dead money in.
It must be the delicious tacos at Nuevo's Bakersfield Taco Restaurante.
Riley says the Oilers could really use a guy like Konechny who's legit elite and under 30. Yeah, like that.
Sure.
100%. And that's what it is for me, too, is like I'm willing to give up so much more for a guy who's going to help you for two playoff runs. Jesus, Jay.
Me too. And that's why
I'm very fired up about
Konechny. Jay's fired up today.
I would take him over Gensel for sure. 100%.
Okay, so let's play a little game. First off, big shout out to everyone in the YouTube chat. Aaron, what was the latest on that poll?
The poll is currently 53% Liam.
Wow.
47 for 194 votes. So
53% delusional.
Okay.
The argument was not understood, but we will kill the argument. And I'm also going to end the poll so I can
win. Yeah, so yeah, you guys are winning. Yeah,
YouTube chat is for Charm Diamond Centers. You can get a custom ring built and delivered in less than 4 weeks with the Charm Masterpiece program and an unbeatable pricing policy. For more information, go to charmdiamondcenters.com. Here's what we're going to do next. I got a couple of mock trades for you guys. I am intrigued to know which one you would do. The mock trades are for Service Credit Union. The trades are fake, but you know what's real is the money you can win with the Service Big Share. It is back for a sixth year, and it is your chance to win $1 million just by saving money. Anyone can enter by becoming a member and saving with Service. Every $500 saved gives you 5 entries into the Service Big Share contest. Transfer your existing savings to Service for a chance to win $1 million. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required for rules. Visit service.ca/win. I have two mock trades for you guys from our friends at Service, and they're about Gensel and they're about Konechny. Gensel is a premium rental. I think we can use the Elias Lindholm trade to kind of build out a skeleton of what it would look like. So it's a first.
Yep.
We're going to have to throw in a fourth to get him retained down somewhere. But it's a first. It is a B-plus level prospect, we'll call it, Liam. So if we had to go in that range, who would that be for the Edmonton Oilers? Is Petrov B-plus enough?
Sure. Probably. Maybe even Tulio because he's played 2 years of
pro. So let's say it's a first, a third for Pittsburgh. Actually,
I bet it's Boakye.
Boakye?
Yeah, we'll say Boakye.
No.
Okay, so let's build out the two trades. I rely on Liam for my prospect help. A first, Boakye, your third for Pittsburgh to keep the money, and a fourth for a third-party team to keep money for Jake Gensel.
They also got a roster player in the Lindholm deal, though, if you're using that
Kuzmenko, as a comparison. Yeah.
So are we doing a direct comparison or...
No, we're using it as general framework. They also got an extra month of Lindholm versus doing Gensel the deadline. So let's just use that.
And got rid of a headache. Yeah.
First, third, fourth, Boakye. Let's say the asking price for Konechny was two firsts in Borgo.
Yeah.
Okay, do that again. What's the Gensel? There's just so many pieces.
First, third, fourth, Boakye for Gensel. Retained twice. So you fit him in.
Yeah.
Two firsts in Borgo for Konechny at 50% retained. Which one do you do?
And Konechny's UFA after this year?
He's got one more year. Gensel's a pending UFA.
I would do Konechny.
You would do the extra first and the bigger prospect to get Konechny versus just the rental and Gensel.
Yep.
Same.
Let me know in the YouTube chat which one you would do.
Me as well.
Finally got my high five.
I think I would also like
closure.
Again, as much as I sit there and I hesitate giving up two first round picks.
I don't care. Travis Konechny.
and he helps you next year too. So who cares if you don't have your first next year is kind of my thinking. You have him. And if Philly's willing to retain on him too, good Lord, that guy for a year and a half at 2 point something million is so deadly.
And the thing is too, like if you give up.
Now, how do we make him fit on the current roster?
Well, you would go on your third line below Fogle.
You know, financially.
Yeah,
I understand that. I understand the shot now.
If you go 2 first-round picks for him, but you get a guy like him, it doesn't matter for next year. So,
how do we make the money work right now? How do we make that 2.7?
You probably have to give up like a Kulak, right? And then you promote Broberg. Or you could also just, if you didn't want to go that bad, I don't know. Maybe send down a couple. I don't know. Kulak's probably the best option. Not to get too complicated with it.
Because we have a little bit of cap space, right? A
little bit of wiggle room, and then you could go down and
send one player down.
Yeah.
Like, does that give you enough?
Maybe you straight up just trade Fogle in the deal. Like, maybe you do. Maybe that's how you make things work, right? Like,
it doesn't help our third line situation, but.
Third line's strong.
Mm.
But okay, yeah. So what would help the third line is. So if Fogle's what, 3 million ish? I don't know. Yeah, just trade Fogle.
Fogle's 2.75.
2.75.
Which is exactly what Konechny would be at 50%.
Yeah, and then you have the 2 million, the one and a half. Is it 1.5, 1.9 million to play with? Then you can get a fourth liner there, maybe even two.
Yeah.
They got options. Just send down Janmark and you got 3 million right in your back pocket. Easy peasy.
Am I weird that I kind of would rather have Bo Akey than Borgie?
Yes. No, not weird at all. Yeah. Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Then Borgo?
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of defensive depth. Yeah. So you kind of...
And what's Borgo? How's Borgo doing in the AHL?
He's got like 15 points in 30 games.
How's Tulio doing?
About the same. This pool isn't great. They have no studs. They have guys that'll probably make it one day, but it'll take them a while to get there. Lavoie's the closest guy, but my argument always is like, last year, Lavoie didn't do very well. And now this year has found his feet. Sometimes it just takes a while.
Yeah. There you go. There's our mock trades for Service Credit Union and the Service Big Share, which is back. Once again, your chance to win $1 million. Interesting, do the mock trade. Someone called us idiots for saying Tulio and Petrov have any value. And I don't think we're idiots, but that's why we went with Akey.
I'm an idiot.
I don't think they have a ton of value, but also they have value. They're both like 20. Petrov was one of the best players in the OHL last season.
Yeah, I don't think they're zeros. Yeah,
no, they've got something. They're not going to be. I don't know. They're not going to give you a deal. But if you put someone in, no one's going to be like, oh, I don't want Tyler Tulio.
Odin said Tanev before Konechny. I disagree. I think if you can give up the assets to get a guy that helps you for 2 years, like, you do
both.
It.
Both, if you can. Sam, if you do both, we are fucking. Extremely legit.
What was it? Sorry, Tanev and Konechny.
He said Tanev before you get Konechny. You gotta get D before forward.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I think the forward group needs more help than the defensive group.
I think there's a debate. I think
there's a debate too. And like, obviously there's been a lot of speculation the past couple of weeks on like the upgrade on CC and everything, but I think I don't know. The forward group probably needs a bit more help than the blue line right now.
Yeah, both. You need both.
Both probably work. I just hate this list
1 through 30. Is that how many are on it?
Yeah.
Alex Tessier. I thought he was our boy.
True. 1 through 29.
22. He's at 23 on Frank.
I have a question.
Yep.
And I was going to save this one for Frank, but it's on my mind.
We can still ask Frank tomorrow.
I'll ask him tomorrow because he'll probably give me the clarity on it.
A more appropriate answer.
So the 2018 Team Canada team, those players are still under investigation outside of the five, right? So would that make someone like Taylor Radish, like teams unsure to maybe go get him?
I don't think they're under investigation. But they're banned from Hockey Canada, or they're barred from Hockey Canada. Hockey Canada won't let them go to international events.
I'm just curious why Taylor Radish's name hasn't been brought up a lot when he's a guy that makes no money. And I know he struggled a little bit this season. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's also on the Chicago Blackhawks and they suck.
And he has had 20 goal seasons in the past and things like that. And
right shot too, right?
Yeah. Like,
and the thing to like about Radish, well, I mean, lots to like about Radish, 758K. If Chicago could keep 50% of that, all of a sudden putting him on the roster and swapping out a Janmark saves you like an extra 600 and or 550K, right? That would be very, very tempting. Also, pending RFA. Arbrights, that's what I mean. So you never know with the arbitration case and how spooky that could be, but you have team control or you have an asset at least heading into the summer that you could use.
And he's a former Arrieta. Like, seriously,
let's rebuild the Erie Otters.
DeBrincat, Strome, yeah. Travis Dermott.
Ring, ring.
Call them up. Sherwood Ford Giant Game Day edition of the show, which means it is time for our Sherwood Power Sports and Marine Keys to Victory for this evening. Jay, you want to put on the life vest for our Keys to Victory?
I will do something to that effect. To make it less dramatic, I'll just
put it right there. There you go. Oilers looking to keep their win streak afloat tonight as they head into the fortress.
Floaters better get a life vest.
Floaters get a life vest. Who was that? Who was the big brother?
That was
brother?
Rachel.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to everyone who watches Big Brother. I think Big Brother Canada is going to start right away as well. Sherwood's Power Sports and Marine opens up in the spring of 2024, and they will be the exclusive spot. I'm fumbling this one hard. They will be the exclusive spot in Sherwood Park for all things Yamaha, which includes Yamaha boats, boat motors, dirt bikes, ATVs, side-by-sides, and motorcycles. Keys to Victory, gentlemen. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Don't let the, how do I word this? Like, don't let the moment take over. I think would be my key to victory. Like,
okay.
Stay structured.
Yeah, mine was going to be just have the right mindset coming into this game. I think it'd be very easy to come out of the gates a little lazy after having 7 to 10 days off. But at the same time, you can say that same thing about the Vegas Golden Knights, who haven't played in a while. I think if you're the Oilers, you need to play confident, but you can't play loose. Like, part of what's made you so good over these 16 games is the structure you've played with. And I just don't want to see them come into today going, we won 16 in a row. We had such a good time on our break because there's not a care in the world when you're on a winning streak like this. That was probably the most relaxing all-star break most of these players have ever had in their careers. And now you come into tonight. You come into Vegas. You need to be dialed in and have the right mindset here. You need to keep up that structure that made you so successful over the last 40-some days of this winning streak. So, or of this hot streak, I'll call it, dating back to December. Having the right mindset tonight is going to be huge. That's my Sherwood Power Sports and Marine key to victory.
Yeah, it's just show up on time and be hungry. Like, there's something, I think, I do believe in my heart of hearts, this is something they want to chase and get.
Yep.
I really do. And you can just tell Connor's demeanor and how he was talking to the All-Star game just really supports that. And he's our captain. So, just show up on time. Just the fact that because Jackie Boy and the best defenseman in NHL, Shea Theodore, is not in the lineup. Like, don't let that get to your head. Like, they're still a tough out. So just put in the work. Do what you've been doing. Obviously, they believe it's working. Just hopefully that 10-day gap doesn't, you know, mean they forgot anything.
Yeah. There you go. Keys to victory for tonight for Sherwood Power Sports and Marine opening up this spring in the heart of Sherwood Park. It is finally a game day, which means it's finally the return of the Betway Game Day Betting Challenge, gentlemen. Woo! I was expecting you to give me a little whoop whoop.
Well, I'm not winning.
You're not winning. Jay is in the driver's seat, but tonight is the start of my second half comeback. Let's take a look at the leaderboard. Holy shit, I stink.
You're going to need a big comeback.
I'm going to need a big, big comeback. I'm going to have to hit one of those 10-1 parlays that Jay was hitting earlier in the season.
They're out there.
Liam, you're going with your classic.
Yeah, starting off on the right foot. Power play goal and an empty net goal plus 300.
Oh, it's back.
I'll take it.
I can see that one. A 4-2 dub. Oilers
well, that's get what a. What have been doing recently?
Yeah. 3-1's decent, a decent payout on that bad boy, and a win could shoot him back up into the lead. Oilers money line under 6.5, Jay.
You know, this should have been my bet for like 3 weeks straight, and I kept thinking it and just never doing it. And I was going over 5.5. So now I'm probably gonna mush it and put an end to the under. But my whole logic here is that you know, Vegas doesn't want Edmonton to win, right? Like they don't, like they're motivated to try to stop that. So they're going to come out and then we have to match that. So I feel like hard fought, strong defensive, you know, strong 200-foot games coming between both games. I just feel like it's just going to be like just a war out there and it'll have a playoff feel. You know, we've got that connection with them from last season in the playoffs. Like I just think it's going to be a hard fought battle where it's like a 2-1, 3-2 game where Liam's situation come to cut. Could come to fruition in that. Well, no, they have to win by two, but I just 3-2, 4-2, 2-1. That's what this game feels like to me.
This bet has hit in 10 straight games for the Edmonton
and it
Oilers.
Pays juice.
I saw your face making things there and I was like, what's he
doing? I was counting up the win streak. It's hitting 12 of the 16 games. The only game in January it didn't hit on was the first one against Philly.
If you would put $100 on that and just rolled and rolled and rolled,
you would be a millionaire.
Probably be retired.
Yep. You would be. All right. There you go. There's our game day betting challenge for our friends at Betway. There was one other thing I wanted to do today for Betway, and Greg just reminded me of it over in the chat. I hope it's covered, but Kings to miss the playoffs plus 425 seems juicy. I went on Betway. We're going to play a little game we call high or low when it comes to the Western Conference playoff race. So I went and I looked up the odds. And I took the odds on Betway for these teams to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I compared it to percent chances. And I want you guys to tell me which ones you think are higher and which ones you think are lower amongst these teams. Aaron, do we have the board?
Yes, sir.
We do. So the Nashville Predators lead the way, plus 160. They're the favorites to grab that 8th spot in the Western Conference. It comes with implied odds of 38%. The Blues are next, Kraken after that at 26.67%. The Flames at exactly 20%. The Minnesota Wild down at 14.29. I'll be honest here. I think a team like Calgary is less than that. I think Calgary's more down by 10% in this one. They're going to start selling off. I think they're due for a big losing streak. So Calgary would be my pick for lower. My pick for higher, I think, is the St. Louis Blues. I think that's still a good veteran team. They made the coaching change. Mm-hmm. Jordan Binnington's actually found some good stretches this year in his play. The Blues, I actually will probably place some money on them coming in and doing this and being that 8 seed. I would have them closer to like 45-50%.
I wholeheartedly agree. I think St. Louis is ahead of Nashville. I think that's a good value bet right there. It's juicy enough.
Yeah. Liam, do you have a higher and a lower pick on this list?
So you want me to say if I
Seattle is my lower,
the percentages should be higher or lower.
Yeah. Which ones should the percentage be higher on? Which one should they be lower?
I actually think Seattle should be higher.
Really? You're a believer in the Kraken?
I have been since day one. I said at the start of the season, I think this team's pretty good. I think even if they got into that 8th seed, I think they would put a challenge on over the number one.
Oh, they're going to trade maybe. Jordan Eberle.
I just don't see them. I think they'll stay there. I think they're in the moment, in the mode of trying to build a bit of a fan base and a winning culture there. So I think they're going to push for the playoffs and just look at the teams around them. I could see Nashville moving some pieces still. Like St. Louis have a lot of players on Frank's list. And wasn't he talking about on one of the shows, maybe a defenseman going out the door there if they can get it done. Like yeah. Calgary's going to move guys. Like Minnesota, I mean, they shouldn't be there with the roster they have, but so I think Seattle, I could see Seattle pushing their way in. They're only 2 points out of the playoffs, but you know.
That is a decent point. I can't believe the value you're getting on the Blues considering they're there.
I like the Blues as well. I actually think Nashville should be lower.
So Nashville's your pick for lower?
Yeah, I think if I was to pick two playoff team, I guess it's probably only one really because the Kings will probably make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think Seattle will sneak in. I don't know what their schedule is. If they had beat the Blues the other day instead of blowing a 3-1 lead, that would have made a big difference.
That was a big 4-point swing in that one. That race for the 8th spot, like again, whoever gets in is probably just getting smoked, but it'll still be interesting coming down the stretch. But the Blues, are tied with Nashville for that spot, and the Blues have two games in hand. The Blues are only 2 points back at the Kings.
The Kings
suck.
Shouldn't be in the conversation for a lock in the playoffs, I don't think. I know the conversation is seven.
Coaching change is always an interesting situation.
For sure, but like...
But the coaching change and just...
is interesting.
And the coaching change and staying internal, just promoting your assistant. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
The Oilers, they didn't even do it with Woodcroft. Yeah, you can take that off.
The hot vest.
Yeah.
Because like, Woodcroft was in Bakersfield.
What he was in Baco.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the Kings are locked into anything right now. Plus 425, I think they'll ultimately make the playoffs, but it's a nice number.
It's almost worth a stab.
Like, they're literally one win from St. Louis on Nashville would push them out of a playoff spot.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, let's wrap up the show with the menu for our friends at DoorDash. 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code that's up at the top of your screen, Nation25. Dash that for the win. Take advantage of the Double Dash feature, which lets you add a second stop onto your DoorDash order for no extra delivery fees. They're doing great stuff over at DoorDash. New episode of Oilers Nation Radio going to drop a little bit later on this afternoon. And then it's pre and post game live from Greta downtown. Myself and Aaron, our boy Pat Puff's going to be in the mix as well. We'll get the show going at 7 o'clock and bring you right up until that 8 o'clock puck drop tonight between Edmonton and Vegas. And there's the info once again. Come to Greta tonight. Drink specials, food specials. We'll be giving away prizes. Your chance to win Nation gear. All happening.
You don't need tickets. You don't need anything. Just walk in, win some stuff, and hopefully watch a dub.
Yeah, hopefully watch a big victory for the Oilers as they gun for their 17th consecutive win. Crazy. It's a lot.
Is that good?
That's not bad.
Chance to tie an NHL record and then go in and have a chance to set it Friday night in Anaheim.
And then just keep it going till Phoenix and Liam has a mullet.
How many games do we have till? I think it's 4 or 5.
I mean,
I need
get time. Through tonight. Hey,
it's still six.
They got the Dallas game.
We gotta win six more.
I'm gonna need time to grow my hair anyway if we get to that point. So I literally just got a haircut. So right before we left to Toronto,
looks great though.
We just gotta shave that in, and then you got the backflow.
I know
you're like
it's 40% of the way hair.
Thank you.
We also both went no hat today. That's a rare one for us.
I've tried not to wear a hat recently. When my hair gets long, I wear a hat or I run out of hair gel.
Me too.
Yeah, three of us all not wearing
dippity do.
That feels weird.
Dippity do.
Are we throwing off the vibes?
I feel.
Oh, ill. God, guys, don't even say that.
I didn't wear a hat on either of our shows in Toronto. Didn't even notice.
I complimented you on your hair.
Just today?
No, when we were, whatever.
Oh.
All right. Big shout out to our friends at Betway, DoorDash, Sherwood Power Sports, and Marine for the keys to victory. Frank Saravalli is coming up tomorrow on the Star Mechanical Guest Line for Edmonton's number one plumbing and heating company. So we'll have some good trade talk there with Frank. We'll have a full game day breakdown tomorrow. Seagram's Whiskey, Service Credit Union, Sherwood Ford the Giant, Charm Diamond Centers, and the Sports Closet Studio. Let's go out and tie this record. Edmonton, Vegas tonight. If you're there, cheer hard. If you're in Edmonton, come to Greta. Cheer hard at Greta. Either way, it should be a fun night as the Oilers return from their break. That'll be a wrap on a Sherwood Ford Giant Game Day edition of the show. We'll be back tomorrow, 12 Mountain. Chat with you then.
Thank you for watching Oilers Nation every day. Hit the subscribe button to never miss a show. And for more, visit OilersNation.com.